Sport Aviation, not what it used to be. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. There's no doubt that the role of kit planes has changed in a big way over the years. Among the evidence you could cite was the presence of glass air at the latest Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association's annual migration in Dayton, Ohio. Builder assist notwithstanding, why would someone already owning a $500,000 certificated high-performance ride like an SR-22 be interested in a glass air? It may make more sense than you think. At COPA's M8 event, ANN's Tom Patton got to talk with Glass Air Operations Manager Scott Taylor and ask these very questions.
Tell us a little bit about the state of the sport airplane industry. What's going on with that?
The sport aviation industry has really changed in the last 10 years. Originally, it was always kind of the kit planes, and people always looked at themselves as a separate breed. The industry has evolved into what you see here, where people are asking for aircraft that are as close to certified aircraft as you can get. And that's what you have here. This aircraft is fully IFR capable. It has no restrictions as far as flight. It can haul a huge load, go anywhere. If you look at the fit and finish of the aircraft, you couldn't tell the difference between a certified airplane and this. So it's evolved into a market where a guy that was looking to buy a Cessna or a Cirrus, they're also now looking at sport aviation as a possible alternative.
How does that airplane then compare? How do the markets compare? How do you talk to somebody who's considering a production airplane and say, come look at what it is that we offer in sport aviation?
The easy way to talk to them about that is we follow AC 4313, which is a FAA document, which is what the manufacturers use as well. When we explain that to them, and then they go look and they see a Garmin stack, and it's all a true track, it's all equipment that they're used to seeing in certified airplane, they understand this is built under the same guidelines and processes as a certified airplane.
What kind of customer do you see in sport aviation? I know you said it was someone who is looking for perhaps into one of those production airplanes, but give us a bit of a profile of the basic sport aircraft customer.
So the profile has changed over the years. Originally, sport aviation was for the guy that either couldn't afford or he liked to tinker. And now, one of the reasons we're here at the Cirrus Convention is a large percentage of my customer base also own a Cirrus. So this is a second airplane for them. This is a fun airplane that they can take out and go camping, go visit some grass strips, maybe do some things that they can't do in their Cirrus. And then the concept of getting to build your own airplane. You get to know every single piece of that aircraft. How much confidence does that inspire, knowing that you built this airplane and were overseen by the factory every part of that? So it has really inspired a lot of people to maybe that wouldn't be interested in building an airplane at home or taking 8 years of their lives to put something together in their garage, that, hey, I would like to do this, and I have the factory there helping me every step of the way.
More with Glass Air Operations Manager Scott Taylor in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Tom Patton is talking with Glass Air Operations Manager Scott Taylor about why a kit plane might appeal to the folks at Copa's M8. Having compared the design process to that of a certificated aircraft, an obvious question follows.
How does the airplane compare to a production airplane as far as performance is concerned?
These are 150 knot airplanes, the 950 pound useful load. We stall at 42. So in some ways, and several of my buyers who could buy anything out there on the market, buy this for the performance. There's not another certified airplane that really matches this in performance. We compare very favorably to a 182, except for cost, obviously. We're easily half the price.
And I guess that kind of leads into the next question, is that in this economy, how is that affecting people who are looking at the sport aviation market as opposed to the production market?
We did see an increase in interest as guys that were maybe looking at a certified aircraft at the $300,000-$400,000 range saw their net worth shrink as the economy struggled there. They said, well, maybe I don't want to spend that much money right now, but I'm willing to spend $150,000 to $200,000 on a new airplane. And then seeing the process, again, I don't want to take 8 years of my life to build an airplane. I have 2 weeks to spend with the glassairs, technicians in the factory, and I have a complete brand new airplane.
Do you see that trend continuing even as the economy improves? Does the value of a sport airplane make it an attractive alternative?
I hope so. Yes. In 08, I think in both general aviation and sport aviation, production aircraft versus sport aircraft, we both saw huge growth numbers. And so we expect to see the same thing.
Scott Taylor is Glassair's operations manager. Find out more about the Glassair Sportsman 2+2, that's Glassair spelled with one S, at glassairaviation.com. Tom Patton is ANN's news editor. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. Our audio Aerocasts will be taking Monday off for the Independence Day holiday here in the States. We'll be back on our normal schedule on Tuesday, July 6th. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.